Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to Coco Caliente.
Coco Caliente. Feels like it's been forever since we've got on microphones, right?
It kind of has been.
Couple
weeks.
Has it?
Yeah.
Since our trip to Florida?
So yeah, since before.
I've been dragging my feet ever since we got back because it's like we're back to reality and back to the grind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, when we came back, it was like 50s and now it's snowing. So we're just kind of blah. I'm mad.
It was like nice for a couple days and then it got snowing. But anywho, Life is great. Nicole had a panic attack the other day on the interstate.
Victor.
We were driving. We were driving to the city.
This is still really new. This is like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be bringing it up so soon.
It's like 3 days ago.
Okay.
It's fine. You're past it, you know.
Am I?
So we were on the interstate. We were headed to the city. The city's about a 3-hour drive. We typically take my car, but Nicole wanted to have the ability to drive, so we drove her car.
Because his is stick, and I don't know how to drive stick.
Yeah, manual.
Very good anyway.
So anyway, as we're driving on the road, Nicole's already kind of agitated because, you know, she's just sitting in a car for that long, right? The temperature might not have been right in the car. It's a little hot for her. And it's just one thing after another. She's just getting more agitated. And then that triggers her, and especially the heat, to just start, she just starts freaking out. And I don't know what's going on, right?
I wasn't like verbally, I was just like, I could feel my heart racing a little bit. My bra was tight. I had my seatbelt on. It was hot in the car. I felt a little car sick. We had already been in the car for over an hour. Mm-hmm. So I was just like in my head, great. Like, is this anxiety coming on or what's going on? Because I don't feel great.
So this is happening as I'm going, what, like 75, 80 miles an hour on the highway.
Yeah.
And Nicole's like, you're going to have to pull over. And I was like, well, my initial thought's like, okay, well, next exit, you know, maybe in a mile or two. Yeah, I'll get off and, you know, maybe you can get some fresh air. And she's like, no, pull over right now.
No, like right now.
Like right now.
I tugged on the door and
she was like pulling on the door and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. Like, you know, just give me a second.
My heart is racing even just thinking about this. No, it was a complete panic attack. One of the worst I've ever had.
Like I pulled over off the side of the interstate and she just ran out of the car.
Ran out of the car into the grass, laid down, stripped off my bra because it was tight, stripped off my jacket, my necklace. I felt very...
She had her shirt on, people. She wasn't topless on the side of the road.
And I felt very, like, it was claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe. I was screaming, take me to the hospital. It was so bad. It was so bad. And I literally thought I was going to die. And I haven't had that in probably a year. And I have no idea
why,
what caused it. And so since then, I've been very careful with caffeine, very careful with even having a beer or anything that could, I know it's in my mind or that could trigger something, but I'm just trying to be as healthy as possible because I don't know why it happened. And it's the worst feeling in the world and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy ever.
Yeah.
Like it's the worst.
Yeah.
And you guys who've ever had one know that I don't know. Vic, you've never had one before,
I've
right?
I've never had one, no.
So I don't even know how to explain it besides you feel this doom of death and that's it. You just think your life's over and you imagine yourself.
And it's so crazy because I'm on the other side just like patting her back, telling her she's fine. I can physically see that she's okay. You know, I know that she's not having a heart attack because she's just not at that age.
Yeah, I literally said I was having a heart attack because I felt like I was. And I did have like a LaCroix to help me burp. And it wasn't working. Like it, I knew it was kind of coming on, and I tried to prevent it, and I couldn't.
Yeah. So.
So yeah.
That happened. But you know, just gotta be supportive, even though it's like confusing. You know, when you don't know exactly what's going on. But I don't know. Hopefully it gets better. If not, where I'm gonna see about getting a specialist. That could help, though. You know, that helps people. You know, because. Yeah, like you said, it is a state of mind, and so if you can know when it's coming and help prevent it somehow. But anywho, that
was kind of like dark.
That's a deep intro.
Yeah, that was too deep of an intro.
No, but other people go through this too, right? So it's good to be open and honest about these things, and so people don't feel isolated like they're the only ones that this happens to. No, it happens to
everybody. And it was like where the next couple hours I was so scared of it happening again, and the next day I was so scared of it happening, and it happened the next day. Again, when I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm still trying to get over it. And I'm not sure. I think once it happens once, it's in your mind and you're so afraid of it happening. But I've been okay for 24 hours.
48 hours. You've been good for 48 hours. Okay. Yeah. So
let's talk about puppies or something happy.
Well, before we do that, we want to do our reviews, right? Because as always, we very much love and enjoy to see you guys enjoy our podcast, right? And so we love the feedback and we really appreciate it. So, Nicole?
Okay. There was a lot of good ones. Let's do... Okay, I have a lot of screenshots here. Okay. Inspired Mommy is by Who It's By. 5 stars called Pee My Pants. Okay, Nicole, you totally make me pee my pants. You crack me up. Your positivity is contagious and you two compliment each other so well. Victor, she also makes small comments to strangers all the time to make their day a little brighter. Wishing you both continued success and thanks for making my drive awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cool?
That is really cool. That is really cool. So I have one and it kind of, so last week we told you guys, or maybe 2 weeks ago now. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, we told you guys to reach out to somebody, you know, that you haven't reached out to. So this is a review kind of meshed with that in mind. So. This is from, I can't even pronounce it. Okay, yeah, Andrea from Missouri. And it's called Compliment a Stranger, 5 stars. Thank you for opening up your lives to us and for being genuine. During your last episode, you encouraged us to give a compliment to a complete stranger. I told this little boy, probably 10 or 11, I loved his shoes. His mom went out of her way to find me again and thank me for the compliment. She said it was the first time her son was allowed to pick his own shoes out, and I totally made his day. Little does he know, he totally made mine.
Aww.
Thank you for being you and keep killing it. You both have bright futures and hope you continue to make me smile for a long time.
That's cute.
Right?
Yeah, it makes me sad.
I knew you were going to start crying. She has tears in her eyes. Imagine just a little boy you know, he picked his shoes for the first time and somebody said something. He's like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cute. Aww. Thanks for sharing that.
I know. You need a tissue, baby.
No, stop.
Yeah, that's so sweet that you get so emotional about those things.
Shh. Okay, puppies.
Yeah, it's just Nicole has such a big heart, and I can just see a little kid, you know, being so happy that somebody complimented them. So that was good. That was good of you, Andrea.
And it makes her feel good too.
I know. Okay. It's a two-way street. You know, happiness goes both ways, right? Mm-hmm. So yes, dogs. So Nicole has, you know, I guess she calls them puppies, but they're older now.
They're like 10.
Yeah, but they're still puppies, okay? We call them puppies, but...
They're 7 pounds and 9 pounds.
7 pounds and 9 pounds. Paris and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Beyonce's the bigger one, but they're both tiny. They're about, I don't know, like 1.5 feet long and like 6 inches from the ground.
Cute.
And yeah, they're very cute. And what breed are they?
They're Shih-Poo, so half... Shih Tzu, is that how you say it? Shih Tzu? Okay, I can spell it, but I can't pronounce it. And then poodle. So they don't shed. Actually, it was my brother's best friend who his dogs had them. So,
Tell that story because that's interesting. That because you were only supposed to get one.
Yeah, so I had a Pomeranian when I was younger. She lived 16 years, Candy.
Wow.
And she was awesome. And it was so devastating. I couldn't get another dog for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, mom was like, okay, let's get a dog. So we, Tommy, Jesse's friend, had, they had puppies.
Jesse's Nicole's brother. Tommy is his good friend.
So Jesse was over, my brother was always over at Tommy's house, and they had little puppies. And he's like, you guys got to come check them out. And mom and dad are like, no, we're not really going to get a dog. Like, they're just saying it. But then we're like, okay, let's each pick one and take one home and see which one dad likes. So I picked the little runt who was Paris. And then my mom picked this really cute darker one who was like following her around everywhere, which became Beyonce. And so we brought them both home, and mom's like, nope, we're taking them both back. Like, we can't just choose one. So we went to go take them both back. I'm crying. I don't want to give them back. I want to keep them. And so then Tommy's mom was like, 2-for-1 deal. We're not taking them back. So, so just take them. And yeah, so then that's how we ended up with both.
That's crazy. So they got lucky.
Yeah. And I think it's so crazy to just, now that I've had two dogs, to just have one dog by herself or himself. Yeah, I feel like they'd be really lonely because these two cuddle 24/7 when we're not together, as evidenced by our Furbo.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Furbo, for watching our house. This is not an ad, but it's like a little camera that stays at your house.
But actually, Furbo scares my dogs.
the only reason Furbo scares the dogs is because you can talk to the dogs.
And they're like,
that.
Where is that coming from?
And it's like, Nicole's not here. Where the heck is that voice coming from?
And so they go hide in the corner and scratch the doors. I'm like, crap.
It does the opposite of
so
what you
I
want
to
do. So
I just use it for camera purposes.
And you can shoot treats out of there, which is pretty cool.
What's so crazy is that they're from the same litter,
mm-hmm.
and they're so different.
Okay.
They're complete opposites. And so then I wonder if this is how, you know, like kids are when they grow up, they have the same parents, they have the same upbringing, but they're so different. So you're like born with these differences, right?
Everybody's mind is different. So how you perceive things is different. Okay. You know what I mean? And then as you're learning things, you're perceiving them a different way than somebody else. So, you know, you learn different traits mm-hmm. and, you know, you have a different personality or a different outlook.
Yeah.
That's
just
what I
crazy.
Think, right?
Yeah.
But what you were talking about like having a dog, just one dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy of mine. So my dog, Snoopy,
mm-hmm.
Got another dog pregnant, right? They had puppies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just like from running around the neighborhood?
Yeah. I can't. Quite remember. I don't know if they paired them up or what actually happened.
Okay.
But so out of that litter, one of our friends got one. Mm-hmm. And my best friend got one, and then a family friend got another one. My friend, he treated his good. It's by himself. Actually, there was another one there. So he had another dog, and they treated him like a normal dog, right? But he lived inside and everything.
Yeah.
The other one got, he was an only child, right? The only child dog. And he got treated like a prince. Like they didn't have a kid in the house anymore. You know, he was out of the house.
Right.
So it's just them two. I'm telling you, they crystal clean every day. They would take him to the drive-thru and get him a burger.
Oh my gosh.
Every, like on a Wednesday or something, like every week. They wiped his butt after he pooped.
Oh my gosh.
He was always groomed, always smelled good. They'd walk him around in a cart.
Oh, wow. This is serious. This is really legit.
So he got treated like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's arguable that maybe if there was two, he might not get as much of that treatment. But just socially, maybe you're right. Yeah, like another dog, having another dog to play with, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're just, I mean, and my argument too is that they're just so different.
Yeah.
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 And I raise them the exact same time, same everything.
Well, and she also treats them better than me sometimes, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
And what I see from that is it makes me, how protective you are of your puppies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me scared of how protective you're going to be of your children.
Yeah, yeah. I think that will be the same way. I'll be very protective of my children.
You're going to be an airplane mom.
Yeah, like, for sure. It sucks. I already know it. Yeah, I'm going to hoover over them. I don't care.
Because I, for example, if I want to get Nicole's reaction on for anything, right, I can go.
It's rude.
I can go, oh, what's wrong, Paris? Why are you doing that? That's weird. Or...
And I'll pop up no matter where I am.
And she'll pop up.
And be
she'll
like,
run over.
What's
going on? What's she doing? What's she? Oh my God! What is she doing? Is she okay? And I'll be like, yeah, she's fine. She wasn't even doing
anything. Well, you know, sometimes they do choke. I have saved their lives from choking.
Okay, but the amount of times that's happened to the amount of times that you said they're sick or ill.
They are.
Nicole's getting better, but I swear, like when I first moved up here, it was like every day Nicole would be like, Beyonce's sick. Or what's wrong with
Paris? So I'm around them all the time and I know when they're not feeling well.
So,
and I can tell.
All I'm saying is out of 365 days in the year, you think they're sick 360.
You're lying.
I'm just.
Maybe 200.
That's a lot. So they get sick that much?
Yeah, they eat something.
I remember there was a span of like a week where you went to the vet like 4 times.
And guess what? She was sick.
But it wasn't like. I'm just saying.
Whatever, Vic. This is not how I wanted this dog conversation to go.
So one of the toughest things for me lately is actually sticking to my diet.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is hard. And I have to refrain, but just change my mind to where it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. And that's exactly what this new app that I'm trying is doing. It's called Noom.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's going good. Basically, they have this online community and they have these specialists and it's basically a bundle of like a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and a fitness trainer all in one. And it's for less than the price of like one training session.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty crazy. And they have that, you know, community for you that, you know, can help keep you encouraged and on track. So it's really cool. I like it. I don't know. It's just different, right?
Yeah, because it's like got everything you want. It does something with your food. You can track your food.
Yeah.
Visualize the portion sizes.
Yeah, and you can take this, it's like a 30-second online evaluation that can show you how much weight you can lose and keep off, right? And not everybody has time, right? We're always strapped for time, but this Noom is just telling you to commit 10 minutes a day to this, and they'll like give you the encouragement and the tools that you need to change your life.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
It's really awesome. So if you visit today, go to Noom.com/Coco, and you should start your trial. I mean, what do you have to lose? You can start a new life, you know, start new habits. So again, that's Noom.com/Coco.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, see how well how long have you lived with Paris and Beyonce now? 2 years? Almost 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, okay. This is on the fly.
Yep.
All right, tell me. Hit me with it.
Which dog, Paris or Beyonce, if they find a bobby pin, they will
That's Beyonce.
Want to chew on it?
Beyonce likes to play with bobby pins.
Okay.
Boom. Give me another one.
Okay. Let's see. Oh my gosh. This
is backfiring, isn't it? You didn't think I was going to get that right.
No, I have a lot of, hold on, let me just think. I should have went through how they're very different.
They are very different.
Okay. Which dog, after she goes number two, scratches at the grass and gets excited?
Paris.
Good job.
Uh-huh. You think I'm a bad
These are easy ones. I'm starting with easy ones.
Yeah. No, you're just thinking which of things as you go.
Which dog can catch better?
Which dog can catch better? Paris.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Which
3 for 3.
Which dog likes to roll on the towels after the shower?
Beyonce. And actually they both do. But
no,
Beyonce.
Just Beyonce.
No, I've seen Paris like will scratch her head into it and stuff.
Okay. Well, Beyonce will follow you around until you lay down your towel. Okay, one more and we'll see if you can get 5 for 5. This one's gonna be really tough.
All right, hurry up, come on.
I'm trying to think. Okay, which one is a pickier eater, Paris or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Okay, you're good. You're good.
They don't call me the comp beast for nothing, all right? Very observant. Anyways, talking about your dogs and how cute they are and how cute all dogs are, I think all dogs are really cute. It baffles me that they get abused, not our dogs, but animals in general, that dogs get abused and any animal gets abused. And that's something that you're really passionate about because.
Yep, I am.
And I think everybody agrees, right? Everybody's kind of in agreement that animal abuse is a bad thing.
Oh, if you're not in agreement of that, then guess what? You have something wrong with you.
Exactly. And so.
Okay, that was really aggressive, but just being honest, like no one should think that animal abuse is a good thing.
Yeah. And that's something that I wanted to bring up because that happens all the time in a baffling
Absolutely.
Amount.
Absolutely. It does. And it happens. Do you know that what's crazy is I just remember this one time with this dog in LA when I was walking and someone chained, you know, taking your dog everywhere is so normal there, in restaurants and shopping, whatever. Well, they weren't, this dog wasn't allowed to go inside of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the owner did, and the owner didn't mean anything by it. They just chained it to a tree, and by that tree, it got tangled and it was forced to, stand on, like, what are those things called? Like where the water goes down, a pothole type or a manhole.
Okay.
So it was really hot from the sun. And so the dog just kept lifting up his paws like every second. So I took newspaper and like was putting it like, hey, no, like let's step on this, like putting stuff under his mm-hmm. feet. But he had been doing it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just realized it's so hot. And so the owner comes out like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, its paws are on fire. And so it keeps hopping around. So I just shoved this newspaper under so it would help. But the owner felt so terrible, but they just had no idea. And just something as little as that, I'm like, that poor dog, like it can't say anything. It's not barking. It's just doing what it can to survive at that moment.
Yeah.
And that's like a very little form of like discomfort. But there's like abuse to where people beat their dogs, they lock them, they don't feed them. I mean, mm-hmm. it's absolutely sickening what people do. And they don't consider them to have their own feelings, their own minds, because they can't speak.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, okay, I saw a video once of a dog being abused. This guy recorded.
Oh, God, I can't even listen to this.
Yes, you can. This dog recorded him abusing his dog, right? This guy. And so somebody found this guy mm-hmm. and recorded them beating up this guy.
That's good.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I'm happy about that.
Like, I'm not for violence, right? But that guy, like, I don't condone violence, but that guy definitely learned his lesson. But on a grander scale, like, I think even, like, you and I were talking about this the other day, that's what the touchy subject with, like, animal testing, right?
Yeah.
For cosmetics and stuff like that, I really don't understand why.
I don't understand the cosmetic part at all, because we have enough makeup for the women out there. There doesn't need to be any more makeup. There's so much makeup. Why are we needing different and more makeup?
And they have organic makeup. They have all that already, like the healthy, you know, not tested on people or humans or I mean, animals, not tested on anybody. And it's healthy, organic, just from, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand why we still have to do that. Also, same with like what you were talking about with the mice that we heard on.
Yeah, so on the radio on the way home, it said a new study out by da 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 says that if you take ibuprofen while listening to Mozart music, it will work 20% more. If study is on the rat said like something like it works 70% if you just take ibuprofen, or if we played music for the rats, Mozart, it worked 90% with the ibuprofen. I'm like, dude, humans can take ibuprofen and listen to Mozart. Why are you doing this to rats? Like, type thing. It was just, it's just confusing. And I read that 90% of the studies you do on animals don't relay to humans. It's not like there's not a good correlation, because we're different.
Yeah.
So if it's working on the rabbit or the rat or whatever you're putting on it on or in, 90% chance it's not going to be the same with us. Yeah. So what the hell?
Yeah. And it's just weird to me. I feel like we should be so far past that. And it makes me think of like the stuff that they used to do back before there was even laws in place for that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like the smoking tests that they used to do like on monkeys and stuff, you know, with cigarettes. You know what I mean? Like that's...
Well, just like you think of this, and this animal is in this tiny cage, and it's somebody is injecting or giving this animal whatever they're giving it,
mm-hmm.
and you're expecting really bad results most of the time.
Or like you just
foaming
don't know.
Of them out. Right. Well, you don't know, but you're testing it on them because you're sure in the heck don't want to test it on, you
yourself.
Know, yourself.
Yeah.
And the one that really gets me that I got a lot of messages about, and you and I had studied this really well.
Yep.
Wasn't at Texas A&M. There was muscular dystrophy dogs, and these dogs weren't born with the MDM.
So they were. So what they did was they had a dog, originally that had muscular dystrophy, and they actually took some in that had that.
Okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
But then, opposed to just, you know, trying to help them get better, they constantly breeded more dogs to have muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, okay, that's
like
what they did.
Like, they breeded dogs purposefully to have that to test on them.
Right, so then that's where we thought it, we thought it's great for you to help dogs that already had that disease, but we didn't think it was nice to, like, purposefully breed dogs to be miserable to test on them.
Yes.
That's the part that we didn't agree with.
Exactly.
And it was just, like, because you wouldn't breed a human with a disease to test on them, right?
Exactly.
So it just seems kind of cruel.
No, and I remember when Nicole texted me, I was at work. And,
I bawled the whole day.
She was crying the whole day. I ruined her day because she saw that and people were arguing with her that it wasn't true. And so then I went in and I found an actual research paper, you know, from the doctors at the university, because they have to detail how they do their experiments and where they get their, you know, subjects from.
Right.
And so it had there that they breed their dogs to have it.
And anybody who sent me things like that's not true, I would send them that document and then they would apologize and say, oh my gosh, I had no idea, I'm sorry. Because on the surface, it doesn't seem like that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But when you dig in and like research, they are doing that. And so you just, sometimes you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really sad. And like, now that I think about it, me getting upset and stuff, it didn't make a difference. And like, I tried to spread word. I don't know.
Yeah, and even trying to spread the word, people were, like, giving you backlash for
because
it.
Because they went to Texas A&M, so they took it personally. And this has nothing to... And they're, like, one of the best vets. And I kept saying, I'm so grateful they help animals. And I just don't agree with the breeding of the sick animal.
Yeah.
Because that life is going to be miserable.
Yeah, and actually a flashback in history for people that didn't know. During World War II, Nazi Germany... Right.
Mm-hmm.
They would get the Jews or the other people that they took into their camps and they would test on them. That's how we found out. Yeah. That's how some of the stuff that we know for example, like the temperatures for getting hypothermia how cold can somebody be before they die and stuff like that.
Wow.
All that were tested on humans that were taken captive for no reason. Right. Yeah. And they were tested on, and those were the Nazi doctors. Pretty, pretty crazy stuff.
That's so sad.
Very horrible. Yeah. So that's another thing.
But I think a lot of people, a lot of products that I work with, a lot of collaborations, and a lot of people are very aware with, like, they want the cruelty-free. That has to be something that's something my makeup has to say. I don't wear anything unless it's cruelty-free. Even if my favorite product is not, I don't give a crap. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
And what I learned is that in China, it's if you sell your products to China, they make you, it's not cruelty free because they make, before they will
they
sell
require
it,
you to, they require you to test it on animals.
Yes. So that's how, that's like how a lot of companies are like, well, we're kind of cruelty free, but we're not because we sell to China. It's like, no, you're not. Cause I looked it up.
Yeah.
So that's how you can kind of tell too.
Yeah. And then that kind of brings me to like, animals, not just animal cruelty with testing, but like animals in captivity.
Yeah, you feel like zoos are, what do you feel about that?
I'm torn between zoos. Like,
me too, kind of.
Yeah, because I don't like animals being in captivity in general. Like, right. If we had a place to put them, they're right back into, you know, the forest or jungle or whatever, that'd be great. But unfortunately, there are situations where animals can't be put back, right? If a tiger was born in a house and in somebody's backyard, they had a personal zoo, nobody knew about it, and he grew up not knowing how to fend for himself, he might not be able to make it in the
Sahara.
Just
like getting a cat declawed and then putting it out in the wild. You're putting it up for, it's not going to be able
to
survive.
Exactly. So there are some instances where I'm like, okay, it might be better for him here, but I'm still sad that he's here. He shouldn't have been put in that situation to begin with.
Yeah.
And just in general, the other side of it, because that's what more zoos are doing now. They're taking in, but I still think some of them buy them and like from the wild. I mean, they had to get there somewhere. You know
right,
what I mean?
No, I get that too. And I think for zoos and stuff, I don't like to support them. But if they're, if it's like a
sanctuary,
which there are some of those, a lot of those, I'm all for it because they're helping them, they're nurturing them, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. And so that's, for me, it's like bittersweet. You know what I mean? Like because I haven't done all the research on it to know, but I know some are good, some are bad, but I have seen, like, they have some sanctuaries where you can donate, and I was actually thinking about telling you this. You can donate money for them to buy more acres. So they have, and then this one is huge. They have thousands and thousands of acres, and they have animals, you know, roaming there, and that's their sanctuary, and it's protected. And so you can donate money to have help them buy more space.
I've donated a lot of money to places for animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that I do, that I just spontaneously do. Like different, I follow people on Instagram that have ranches and stuff. And yeah, it definitely, I don't care to not, I mean, I definitely donate money.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I went to a zoo or anything like that.
But what's really terrible is circuses with animals.
Oh my
gosh. Not, so like zoos are, I'm not going to really bash them because I don't know enough and they might be actually helping the animal. But circuses definitely don't treat the animals. Just think about them being toted all over, hit if they're not doing what they want. It's absolutely heartbreaking. So I am very against circuses. And I think I post that on my media every single year when it's in season.
It's I cannot. I mean, you know, and it's when you're a kid, you don't know any better. Right.
No.
You go and you have fun, and because I've done it. And now looking back, I'm like, that is so sad that they work those animals like more than a job.
No,
and then they get
put
in a cage. It's not like they go home. You know what I mean?
They don't get fed or they don't whatever.
And I've seen, I've even heard stories like, I don't know if this was like in India or something. This elephant escaped from the circus because it was getting tortured and beat, you know, and it hurt one of the workers on its way out. And they couldn't contain the elephant, so they had to shoot it and kill it. They had to shoot it until they killed
That's disgusting.
It's so sad. And like the last picture they had, you could see like the elephant's eye, just like the pain. Like in fear.
Yes, because they remember everything that you do to them. It's very... Water for Elephants really opened my eyes with circuses. Have you seen that movie with Reese Witherspoon? And the sadness of, oh my gosh, I can't.
And elephants, like you said, elephants are really smart. They're one of the few animals that'll reach out and help other animals. Like if they see an animal drowning or something like that, they'll stick their trunk in there and try to do what they can. They're very emotional.
Very kind.
And sympathetic animals.
Wait, there was another thing I wanted to say about the animals. Are you going to switch topics?
No, go ahead. I'm all for it.
I was trying to think. Shoot. It was when you were talking about, it was a different way with the animals.
They got circuses, zoos, you're talking maybe aquariums or...
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so...
I think we're flying through, though. We're talking really fast.
It's 30 minutes in.
Oh, we are? Okay. We got two topics now.
Yeah, we still
got
to make this call, which is going to happen now. All right, so that's kind of a heavy subject, animal abuse.
It is. It's just like think about what you're doing or what you're seeing and then just make your best judgment.
Yeah.
Because it's really difficult. I was guilty of swimming with dolphins before because I didn't know. I was like, yes, I love animals. Like I'm going to support, like pay for the dolphin swimming. And then now when I look back, I'm like, crap, I shouldn't have done that. But I had no idea.
Yeah. Like they're in a tank and they're in a cage, you know, as well.
Yeah.
Right. They're not roaming the ocean.
Yeah. And I didn't know that that wasn't something that they didn't want to do, you know.
And that's the thing. Like there's ways to go about doing stuff. Like, for example, instead of going to a circus or a zoo that you don't know, maybe do some research before.
Yeah.
And then go to maybe a sanctuary, like we said, and give your money to them. And you can still see some animals, right?
Yeah, they could tell at sanctuaries, too. They have a lot of babies. And so they let you hold them and they let you take pictures with them. Even some sanctuaries, you get a personal photographer to I've been wanting to do this for like 5 years. I think it's in North Carolina where I want to go. But they like you get a personal photographer for the day and they follow you around and just watch you and take pictures of you interacting with the animals that actually need assistance.
Yeah, like and it reminds me of Ooh, I can't even talk about that yet. Never mind. Yeah. I'll save that one.
Yeah.
The so, elephants.
Yeah. So anyway, just make your best judgment and like you can, you judge yourself and don't ever think like sticking your neck out for an animal can be hard sometimes, but just do it.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's going to have an opinion, when you,
and some people are probably listening to this, rolling their eyes and just like, they don't have the empathy for animals.
Yeah.
Cause some people just don't.
Yeah,
know?
It's crazy to me.
So anyways, just try to be the best person you can with animals.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's all we're saying. All yep. right. Transition here into the Spanish word of the day. Okay, so for today's Spanish word of the day, since Nicole has an amazing track record with this.
Yep.
She's going to get some assistance. We're going to phone a friend.
Okay.
And her name is Katie.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let's try it. We're as nervous as...
We're like Wants to Be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's what it sounds like, too. They don't answer. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
This is Victor and Nicole with
hi.
Coco Caliente.
Oh my gosh, hi!
So I need help
with this.
Oh my gosh,
I was so not expecting this.
Yeah, so I'm going to need help today with a Spanish word, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, I will definitely help.
Okay.
All right. So,
he hasn't told us. Okay.
So I haven't said it yet. So I have my whiteboard, and I am going to fill in the rest of the letters, and I'll spell it out for you, Katie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So the word is mundo. M-U-N-D-O. Please, you're not with us, but please do not use Google search.
Okay. Mundo? Are you good at Spanish?
I am pretty sure I know what this is.
Oh, you do? Okay, go for it, girlfriend. I need help.
I think it means world.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yay. Ooh, I got one on my track record. Well, Katie does.
Well, you know what? It's for both of you guys, so I'll write a little star here.
Awesome. That was so you're really good at Spanish.
I took like 4 years of it in high school and took AP, and then I didn't use it ever again. So I was kind of surprised that I knew it.
Wow. Thank you so much. Super cool.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Well, that was a whole lot easier than I
hemming and hawing for minutes, me trying to figure it out. I wouldn't have known it. So cool. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited you guys called me. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Of course. Yeah. I love your podcast. Like,
thanks.
Love it.
Oh, that's awesome. It's great to hear that. All right. Well, thank you so much. Remember to reach out to somebody if you haven't already.
And I definitely will.
All right. And have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I was like nervous. We've never done an on-call thing before.
Never.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
Her voice is really cute.
Yeah, she sounded so happy to hear from us.
Yeah, like, at first when I answer a call, I don't know. Did you call private?
I think my email shows up, so okay, I think it
so said
it's Victor
like,
Royal.
You know, you're always like, wait, hello? Oh, hey! You know, that's what I do, too. Because I'm like, telemarketer,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Cool! That was super... She was freaking smart, so...
Yeah, Katie nailed it.
Bravo! That was like the segment cut in half.
Yeah, that I know. It's typically a whole... like 2-3 minutes.
So it means
more.
World.
World. Yes. Okay. So mundo, M-U-N-D-O for anybody listening is world.
Mm-hmm.
And that I just wanted to say that to kind of transition into the planet, our world.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And how we have to be better.
Very true. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah. And it's more so what I'm talking about is exactly that. It's just like pollution.
Yeah.
You know, we have places, for example, like, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Maldives. You know the Maldives?
No, tell me what
beautiful the Maldives. Islands. Beautiful islands. I believe they're in the Pacific. Correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, I'm going to Google that just to make sure. Maldives. Maldives. Yeah, ocean composed of... it's about a bunch of islands. I'm sorry. The Maldives is a country composed of a bunch of tiny islands in South Asia.
Okay.
And it's in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And it is literally disappearing. Like, it's right now, they have like sandbags on their coast for the water not to like come up.
Oh, wow.
Like it's that bad. And it's because of the pollution and global warming, climate change, all that stuff.
Go ahead. I have a question for you after.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is that? Remember when you showed me that island made of plastic?
Oh, okay.
What is that?
So this is crazy. So all the trash that ends up in the ocean, which a lot of it is from like third world countries or like places in India where they don't have proper disposal or waste management systems, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't have people coming up, picking up trash like they do here and putting it in a place, right?
Yeah.
A lot of it will end up in the ocean. And once trash gets into the ocean, the way the currents work, it moves in certain patterns to converge all the trash in one spot.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know specifically where that spot is. I'd have to search it, but you guys can look it up. Literally, you can Google like trash island. And anyways, it's like an island made of just like plastic.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how much there is. And it literally looks like an island, and you can see the straws, the cups, the bottles.
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
It's so bizarre. And it's something as simple as like recycling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least for us here in the, you know, where we can do that, right? It's a lot more difficult when you start getting to the conversation of, you know, waste management in a third world country when they're struggling to survive just for food, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
It's different to get in that conversation with them. It's a touchy subject. But for us over here, that's a little bit more manageable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we recycle. And then there's also the whole straw thing where restaurants aren't even giving plastic straws anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. 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 I think that, I mean, that I heard that on the news.
Well, I thought it was like McDonald's, but I don't know what I guess I still see McDonald's cups with straws, so I don't get it.
Yeah. Or they're making some type of push or transition. Okay. I don't know the exact details, but you know,
just like little things like recycling or reusing stuff at your house, like cans.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Recycling here has been a nightmare sometimes. Because I'll take it out the wrong day and there's a lot. And so I got to bring it all back in
it's easier, definitely easier just to throw it away.
So I'm not going to negate the fact that it's a big pain in the butt sometimes, but it makes me feel better, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole lot better than just throwing stuff away. And I feel like I'm helping the planet, right?
And in Michigan, we do 10 cent deposit returns.
10 second deposit returns. I wish it was that fast.
10 cents.
Yeah. So
in Florida, we didn't do it. You just threw them away and I felt so wasteful.
Yeah. It does feel weird once we do it all the time. So, and I feel like that's what more places should do, the incentive for recycling. But they have this place, I think it's somewhere in Tokyo or Japan, that they make you recycle everything. And there's a penalty if you don't.
Oh, wow.
But it's categorized like even from like paper, any type of paper or like your plastic containers or like lids, bottle caps, clothes, everything. And
we should do better at recycling clothes. I wish there was a better system for that.
And they make you separate it all out.
Okay.
And then they'll pick it up. Oh. And if you don't, then you get penalized for it.
So you have like no trash.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's no trash. And they also have places like in Europe. I can't, the exact country, you know, can't get it in my mind at the moment. But they have used all their trash for energy, right?
Mm.
They convert, they have some system, plant or whatever, that converts trash into energy, power.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran out of trash.
Oh,
so they buy trash from other countries to power.
Oh my god.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
What do our landfills do? Do they just sit there and then they just get really full, or what happens at a landfill?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm just thinking of like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, where all that trash is just sitting there and it's just going to tumble because there's just so much.
Well, sometimes, and it's crazy because I've heard of them burying it. I've heard of people burning it. I've heard they sell it, right, for other stuff. But a lot of times it might just sit.
Yeah, I think it just sits. And then whatever can't decompose is just always going to be there, which is plastic.
Yeah.
And that's why you want to.
That's why
sure
plastic
to
is the worst.
It.
I mean, it's great, but it's bad at the same time.
Yeah, and it's cheap, and I think that's why stores use it all the time, right? Because paper bags are hard to come by nowadays because it's more expensive.
Yeah.
you always get all these plastic bags. So we use reusable shopping
bags.
Yeah,
that's what everybody
and
should
they're
do.
They're way sturdier because otherwise your groceries will drop and... You know, there's a lot of benefits to that. You can fit a lot in a bag too.
Yeah, and then the same thing goes for, like, for example, I don't know, this is a huge thing now, or people are talking about it more and more as the years pass on, is moving away from oil, right? Because of the pollution, and it's not sustainable because it's going to run out someday as well. And so, and they use also oil to make plastic. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah. So anyway. It's just something that we wanted to bring up, be conscious of, you know.
Well, if you guys have any really good ideas or things that you recycle and how you use them, we would love for you to share it on the post on this episode, because there's probably a lot of things that we could do and we're just not doing because we don't know about it.
Yeah, if you're oblivious, I mean, you can't
If you make something out of jars, or if you... You know, just reuse something that even for an art project or for daily use, share that, because a lot of people would like to know. It also saves us money.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't give Nicole too many art project ideas, because I'm going to look around one day and we're just going to have a bunch of stuff for future projects.
I do save all my jars from like all my pickled things.
I noticed you just saved the ragu jar or something.
Oh, I know. That's really crazy of me.
I was like, why am I washing a ragu jar?
You know why? Because one of my friend's dads, when he brings over, he makes a big thing of goulash, and he puts his goulash... When he passes, so it's like an old school town thing where he makes a bunch of food or goulash or whatever.
Okay,
he
so
makes.
What is goulash?
Goulash is like a spaghetti.
Okay, I mean.
Oh, do you know that?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know what goulash is?
A lot of people listening have no idea what goulash
is.
So
it's like elbow noodles. It's kind of like a spaghetti, but all mixed in together with spaghetti sauce or whatever meat he uses and cheeses and vegetables. So anyways, he drops it off to like my parents' house or whoever when he's visiting that day.
So
and
what do you keep in the jar? The
I'm gonna
sauce
give it to him.
Or the...
The noodles and everything.
In a jar?
Yes.
That's weird. So he just like dumped that out on your plate and eat it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you share it. But it's just a way to recycle a jar,
yeah.
Right?
No, yeah, you're
absolutely
right.
And then you don't
have
to worry about that person get my Tupperware back. You know, Tupperware can be expensive. So it's just like, yeah, here's a jar. So, yeah, that's why I'm saving it.
Well, I'm happy you told me, because I was curious about why we had the ragu jar sitting over there. That's so strange.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's in the theme of recycling.
And I think what's okay, so this one time we went to the farmer's market and it was really cute. There was this older man and he was selling flowers, and what he used for
pots
for like the water, to put them in to take home, was these cute, like, you know, the strawberry top. Like the toppings for pies that like has a strawberries or cherry, the tin can. So I save those now because I think they actually look really cute with flowers in them, because it looks like farmhouse-y.
Yeah, when they get worn. Yeah. When it gets worn, it looks really retro.
It's been a year and I still have that under my sink because it's such a great memory and it was so cute. So now I'm like, those would be cute vases for even like our bridal shower, you know, or anything like that.
This goes back to Nicole's hoarding habits that, you know, we spoke about in the
first
episode.
Hey, I've been doing really good with stuff. I've been getting better.
Yeah, she has been, even though we have a bowling ball that's been in our house for like several months that she's going to give away. She hasn't given it away.
I'm giving it away today when we go bowling.
You're just going to leave it there?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it at the bowling alley.
Perfect, perfect. Do somebody else a favor. I'm excited for bowling today. But yeah, so just be conscious of that, you know, pollution, littering, being wasteful.
You know what's, we were in, so the sky was really pretty when we came back from Florida to Michigan. And I said, Victor, look at how beautiful the sky is. It literally, you can see Roy G. Biv. You can see the rainbow in the sky just from the beautiful colors.
For people that don't know, what is Roy B.?
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv.
That's how you remember the colors of the rainbow. It spells out Roy. So red, orange, yellow, G, green, B-I-V, blue, indigo, violet.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can't assume things, Nicole. You're just saying things on here that people know.
Okay.
It's like, oh, yeah, when I exercise, you know, the next day I get DOMS, you know, and it's just
okay,
really
stop.
Painful.
What's so DOMS? I explained it. Okay. And Victor was like, yeah, it's because we don't have a lot of pollution yep. around here. So you can see the sky because all the days we were in Florida, we were in Orlando, kind of near Kissimmee. And there, it's a very touristy area. So a lot of cars, a lot of traffic. And it's beautiful there, but there was not a sky that looked even close to as pretty as here in Michigan in the mm-hmm. country. Mm-hmm. We have beautiful sunsets all the time, and that could be because of pollution, right?
Yeah, I think so. Same with, like, there's such thing as light pollution, and it's not necessarily anything other than there's just a lot of light, so... Like in Florida or something,
it.
You can't see the stars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's pretty bizarre. Here, you can see every single star at yeah. night. But more so than that,
yeah,
when you walk out here, you take a big, big deep breath, and it's so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The air, it smells amazing. I mean, they have places in like Japan or in China where there's just so many people and so much pollution, you can literally see it in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark.
Yeah.
I mean, California, that's why they have the smog test. You can see the smog in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's just, if I could get an electric car, that's what I'll get, you know? Or
yeah.
one that doesn't use so many, or leave so many emissions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, it boggles my mind. We're taking over the earth in a bad way. You know what I saw? This is crazy. We have a lot of space junk now, too.
What does that mean?
Like parts from satellites,
oh.
old satellites, dead satellites, and it's all just around
oh,
in
wow.
our gravity around the Earth, just floating out there. It's just trash.
Oh my gosh.
So not only are we polluting our own place, like in the world, we're also polluting
around
space.
It.
Isn't that insane?
That is.
Yeah. I was like that.
I'm not smart with space. Can you get those things back?
I mean, if you
like, if
went
they need
and
to
grab
them. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Typically, they'll just leave them out there
because it's not harming anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. Well, we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. Space is the unknown, right? So it's not. We don't know if that's doing any damage, but it's just floating outside our atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
right? It just boggles my mind. Is all.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening today. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
It's been fun. And also subscribe.
Oh, you're take doing it, the
no,
outro
no,
today.
Take it over. I'm done.
No. Do the outro.
So subscribe. What's next?
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Typically, you can do that on iTunes podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can also go to www.cococalientepodcast.com, and you can listen there as well as check out our merchandise. We got some new mugs, so they look really nice.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. So, yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Coco Caliente Podcast. And on Twitter, at Coco Caliente Pod. You can message us any ideas, what you like, what you didn't like, or just if you want to make our day.
Yeah.
So thank you, guys.
Oh, you're good at that.